When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
You get it? Life is busy, so we put 2 minutes on the clock. We look at the internet because you don't even have time probably trying to grab breakfast to get out of the house. And so we'll scroll through the internet and read off headlines, and Hannah tells me which ones you need details on. It's the new dating app. It's not Tinder. It's not Bumble. It's LinkedIn. LinkedIn is the new Tinder.
What?
Yeah, so people are saying LinkedIn is now where people are finding love. There are five subtle ways where people are saying that they're actually not like networking for a job. They're actually networking for love, like personal flirtation. Instead of like saying your insights are workflows are fire emoji. That's how people will say it. Like, oh, you got great like insights into the working world. Then they'll put fire emojis.
I'm sure
emojis.
HR is going to love all this.
Collaboration for foreplay, your personal brand
foreplay.
Doubles. Yes, that's what people are saying. Let's co-author a thought on a leadership piece. Let's meet for a drink or and brainstorm some ideas. Like, that's how people are doing it on LinkedIn.
Networking,
now.
They say.
Yeah, so if you get those comments, they're not really actually trying to brainstorm. They're trying to do something else with you. The six most stressful conversations you have on a date.
Ooh, what are they?
All right, number six is kids. Probably if you're ready to have them or not. I feel like on a first date that feels intense, but...
Is this a first date?
I know, it does seem like it's like... in the early stages of dating, but no, I guess it could be anything, because if you cover all of these in a first date, there's an issue.
Too much.
Number five is marriage. Number four is religious beliefs. Number three, finances. Number two, sex. And number one, Hannah, relationship history.
Ooh, that makes sense.
I always dig on that.
Yeah, Hannah always overshares, like, do you want to hear about my past relationship? Like, no. Like, okay, I'll tell you. And then ask
I want to lay it out.
Yeah. Stop asking people about their past. Who singles really think should pay for a first date?
AB should be the guy.
All right. Well, guess we'll never know. We ran out of time.
Better keep it, keep it. Better keep it moving.
They claim these sites and apps were created for safety and for women to pass knowledge about guys when they're in the dating world. But are they like inappropriate, not fair? There's a lot of backlash. You ever know those like... We talked about this on the show. We actually got kicked out of one of those Facebook groups.
Yeah.
Are we dating the same guy? Sites. And then it's like the city. And then the whole city shares if these people are scumbags or not, if they're cheating and things like that. Well, there's apps in that world, too. They're called like T on Her or T on Him. And you can download the app and they share, hey, these were dating red flags. These were, he cheated. So... whether women can know what they're getting themselves into beforehand is what they claim. Do you feel like these sites, these are we dating the same guy, where they share the information, those T on Him or Her sites are inappropriate? 855-444-6342. Has anyone ever used one of those Facebooks or apps and learned something about someone they were dating and it was useful? Because I honestly think some of the backlash they're saying is, you know, some of the backlash is one of those app sites just recently got hacked And a lot of that information got out there, and it was just women complaining, one of the guys said, about them. It wasn't true, and he was looking for a job. And he was like, this stuff's all public. And they're like, nah, I don't know if you're the right guy to hire. We heard you do this, this, and this. He's like, no, I don't. Who put this?
These sites and apps really strike a chord with me, not only because I'm banned on all the local ones for talking about it on the show. That is literally not a joke. Brett and I were named in these chats. They're like, Brett, Megan, Hannah Gibbs, expose the chat.
Within like 3 minutes of you talking about
it. No. So not only am I sensitive about these apps because of that, but even before then, I think these apps are absolutely horrible.
Yes.
It's all of your exes commenting things about you. What do you think they're going to say? They're not saying anything good ever.
And I also think people grow. So like, I don't know necessarily... Hannah and I were just talking about this in our new relationship, like, because she's in a new relationship. And I was like, Hannah, I love you. So don't ask all the questions you normally ask, because you don't need to know you need to know a general past to them, but you don't need to know all of the dirt, because then it's just you're going to get in your head. And people who once were immature, once made mistakes, and that are posting those apps might not be who that person is. I hope they're not that person. I hope that the person I wasn't when I was 18 or 19 is not the person I'm 30 years old from now. And so those things sometimes are permanent. And I'm like, yeah, I used to do a bunch of stupid crap, and I'm not that guy anymore. So don't think of me that way. But then it's only in that person's head. I think there's more negative than good.
Even if it's not anything necessarily bad, all relationships teach lessons. Like, you might have not made like a catastrophic mistake in your last relationship, but still you might have just had natural growth since then. So it doesn't matter. And also the drama that, like, I actually just got sent the other day a picture of a screenshot, since I'm not allowed in the chats.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you, and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Of someone who they thought, Brett, you were on the chat. And they're like, oh my gosh, this looks like Brett. And I was like, well, it's not. But those things are just drama. Yeah, I'll have to show you the picture.
It was me. Yeah. That's why I grew out the beard.
He's in disguise now.
I'm in disguise
those
now.
Things are just bad. Yeah. And also, the new app that is out reminds me, I don't know if you guys remember back in the day, there was an app or website called Ask FM where it was where it was anonymous questions. Those things were only hurtful. Like, I swear these anonymous apps or whatever, where you comment about other people are not good. I'm very
but
against
don't
them.
You think they were designed or they were set up to try in some way help? I mean, here's the thing. If you're going to a site like that, you already have questions about the person you are dating. You just want confirmation. You just want to know that, oh my gosh, they are a serial.
I do think they were designed to help, but now that everybody basically knows about them, it's doing more harm than good. I think it's once in a blue moon that you're going to catch like a serial cheater on there or
Interesting.
Something.
I wonder if this helped anyone ever. 855-444-6342. If you've ever used the app, has it helped or has you felt like, no, this thing sucks? How do we handle these dating apps here on the Brett Maga Show that experience and tell you like some of the negative experiences they've had with whoever they're dating? There's these apps called like Tea on Her, Tea on Him. There's those, Are We Dating the Same Guy? And then they plug in your city. Originally, they were created to like say, hey, you know, some scummy stuff has happened to me on the scenes or share red flags. And maybe they were created in a positive way. But a lot of people are saying they're just getting a lot of backlash because some of those apps got hacked. And that information, not only do you have to now not password protected, it's just released to the public. And some of these people are like, wait a minute, who's complaining about me? They're just making up stories. There's no one fact checking this. So do we like these apps? Do we feel like they're helpful? Has anyone ever gotten help from these apps? 855-444-6342. Kayla, what are your thoughts on it?
I think that they are extremely toxic. I discovered them like probably a year ago, and it's just a bunch of women bashing these men, and it's bad. Like you guys were saying, one experience, somebody could have a total different experience with somebody, and who they were a year ago isn't who they are today. You grow. And so instead of, I think personally, instead of like posting about somebody, go out there and have your own experience with that person.
Yeah, I feel like you don't want your references to be your ex, right?
No,
like,
those are
like,
never good. No.
It is one thing to say like, well, if they were that way in one relationship, will they be that way with me? And you can be worried about it. But I also think that every single relationship is different. Hannah, you're in a new relationship. You're probably a completely different version of yourself than you were in your past relationships.
Absolutely.
So like, yeah, like your ex be like, well, this is how Hannah is. Like, well, that's how she was with her. Yeah, that's how she was with him. Doesn't mean that. Thanks, good point. But somebody on the text line did learn stuff.
Yes, we got a text saying, I found out from the Facebook group that the guy I'd been seeing for 9 months was actually in a 4-year relationship. He lived with a girl and worked with her.
Okay, awesome that she found that out. And not awesome at the same time.
Right. Yeah.
But awesome that she was able to get information. But those idiots would have probably exposed themselves with whether the Facebook group or not. Like, you are going to find out you didn't need the Facebook group. You just need to hire Hannah as a private investigator.
Yeah, I'm good at that stuff.
Happy Friday. We made it to the weekend. Thank goodness for that. It is the Brett Maga Show. We appreciate you hanging out with us all week. Hannah, what's coming up in the entertainment segment?
Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly just took a trip together, even though they're not together. I'll give you an update on how that went next.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Hashtag baby. It's ready, so here we go.
Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly are playing one of the worst games you can play together but separated. They've actually had quite the year. They got pregnant, they broke up, they had their baby girl, and now they are calling each other friends. If you know, you know. Being friends with an ex never works. I feel like even when you're co-parenting, there's like a line, and I feel like they might be crossing it because they actually just went on a trip together to Costa Rica. They haven't commented on this trip together, but a source close to them says, for the first time in a long while, they felt like good friends again. They have a solid understanding now.
I hate everything about this. It makes me so annoyed. Two reasons. One, he was just connected and rumored was that he had like something going on with Sydney Sweeney, which I feel like is a huge name in Hollywood and just a lot of turmoil and gossip be spun around when you're connected to such another big name in the celebrity world and then going on a vacation with your ex, who's Megan Fox. Second thing is, they're using the umbrella excuse that a lot of people use, and for right reasons. Co-parenting, vacations together. I think co-parents who do this probably do it out of necessity. They do it for their kids. The kids are older. They're busier. They have, like, this is the only time they can go on a vacation.
This is a little baby.
This is a baby. Yeah. Like, there is a million times where they can it can have their custody, they can have their vacation, they can have, like, they're not, and then they're using it as an excuse. And I think it waters it down for parents, for co-parents who actually do this for the right reasons. Like, we're out here just trying to make it work, and we did it for the baby. Did you? Because it does feel like you guys are doing it for yourselves, and that feels so selfish of them.
I agree. And also, I just, it made me laugh, like, in that quote where it's like they have a good understanding now. Oh, really? Does Megan have a good understanding about, like, all the girls she saw on his phone? Do you have an understanding of that? Yeah. I would never wrap my head around that.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
They claim these sites and apps were created for safety and for women to pass knowledge about guys when they're in the dating world. But are they, like, inappropriate, not fair? There's a lot of backlash. You ever know those, like, we talked about this on the show. We actually got kicked out of one of those Facebook groups. Yeah. Are we dating the same guy? Mm-hmm. Sites. And then it's like the city. And then the whole city shares if these people are scumbags or not, if they're cheating and things like that. Well, there's apps in that world, too. They're called like T on her or T on him. And you can download the app and they share, hey, these were dating red flags. These were, he cheated. So whether women can know what they're getting themselves into beforehand is what they claim. Do you feel like these sites, these are we dating the same guy, where they share the information, those T on him or her sites are inappropriate? 855-444-6342. Has anyone ever used one of those Facebooks or apps and learned something about someone they were dating and it was useful? Because I honestly think some of the backlash they're saying is, you know, some of the backlash is one of those app sites just recently got hacked and a lot of that information got out there and it was just women complaining, one of the guys said, about them. It wasn't true and he was looking for a job and he was like, this stuff's all public. And they're like, nah, I don't know if you're the right guy to hire. We heard you do this, this, and this. He's like, no, I don't. Who put this?
These sites and apps really strike a chord with me. Not only because I'm banned on all the local ones for talking about it on the show. That is literally not a joke. Brett and I were named in these chats. They're like, Brett, Megan, Hannah Gibbs, expose the chat.
Within like 3 minutes of you talking about it.
No. So not only am I sensitive about these apps because of that, but even before then, I think these apps are absolutely horrible.
Yes.
It's all of your exes commenting things about you. What do you think they're going to say? They're not saying anything good. Ever.
And I also think people grow. So, like, I don't know necessarily. Hannah and I were just talking about this in our new relationship, like, because she's in a new relationship. And I was like, Hannah, I love you. So don't ask all the questions you normally ask because you don't need to know you need to know a general past of them, but you don't need to know all of the dirt because then it's just going to, you're going to get in your head. And people who once were immature, once made mistakes, and then are posting those apps might not be who that person is. I hope they're not that person. I hope that the person I wasn't when I was 18 or 19 is not the person I'm 30 years old from now. And so those things sometimes are permanent. And I'm like, I used to do a bunch of stupid crap and I'm not that guy anymore. So don't think of me that way. But then it's only in that person's head. I think there's more negative than good.
Even if it's not anything necessarily bad, all relationships teach lessons. Like you might have not made like a catastrophic mistake in your last relationship, but still you might have just had natural growth since then. So it doesn't matter. And also the drama that, like, I actually just got sent the other day a picture of a screenshot, since I'm not allowed in the chats, of someone who they thought, Brett, you were on the chat. And they're like, oh my gosh, this looks like Brett. And I was like, well, it's not. But those things are just drama. Y'all have to show you the picture.
It was me. Yeah. That's why I grew out the beard.
He's in disguise now.
Those things are just bad. And also, the new app that is out reminds me, I don't know if you guys remember back in the day, there was an app or website called Ask FM where it was anonymous, where it was anonymous questions. Those things were only hurtful. Like, I swear these anonymous apps or whatever, where you comment about other people are not good. I'm very against them.
But don't you think they were designed or they were set up to try in some way help? I mean, here's the thing. If you're going to a site like that, you already have questions about the person you are dating. You just want confirmation. You just want to know that, oh my gosh, they are a serial.
I do think they were designed to help, but now that everybody basically knows about them, it's doing more harm than good. I think it's once in a blue moon that you're going to catch like a serial cheater on there or
Interesting.
Something.
I wonder if this helped anyone ever. 855-444-6342. If you've ever used the app, has it helped or has you felt like, no, this thing sucks? How do we handle these dating apps here on the Brett Maga Show that experience and tell you like some of the negative experiences they've had with whoever they're dating? There's these apps called like Tea on Her, Tea on Him. There's those, Are We Dating the Same Guy? And then they plug in your city. Originally, they were created to like say, hey, you know, some scummy stuff was happening to me on the scenes or share red flags. And maybe they were created in a positive way. But a lot of people are saying they're just getting a lot of backlash because some of those apps got hacked. And that information, not only do you have to now not password protected, it's just released to the public. And some of these people are like, wait a minute, who's complaining about me? They're just making up stories. There's no one fact checking this. So do we like these apps? Do we feel like they're helpful? Has anyone ever gotten help from these apps? 855-444-6342. Kayla, what are your thoughts on it?
I think that they are extremely toxic. I discovered them like probably a year ago, and it's just a bunch of women bashing these men, and it's sad. Like you guys were saying, one experience, somebody could have a total different experience with somebody, and who they were a year ago isn't who they are today. You grow. And so instead of like posting about somebody, go out there and have your own experience with that person.
Yeah, I feel like you don't want your references to be your ex, right?
No,
like,
those are like, never good. No.
It is one thing to say like, well, if they were that way in one relationship, will they be that way with me? And you can be worried about it. But I don't also think that every single relationship is different. Hannah, you're in a new relationship. You're probably a completely different version of yourself than you were in your past relationships.
Absolutely.
So like, yeah, like your ex be like, well, this is how Hannah is. Like, well, that's how she was with him. Yeah, that's how she was with him. Doesn't mean that. Thanks, good point. But somebody on the text line did learn stuff.
Yes, we got a text saying, I found out from the Facebook group that the guy I'd been seeing for 9 months was actually in a 4-year relationship. He lived with a girl and worked with her.
Okay, awesome that she found that out. And not awesome at the same time.
Right. Yeah.
But awesome that she was able to get information. But those idiots would have probably exposed themselves with whether the Facebook group or not. Like, you are going to find out you didn't need the Facebook group. You just need to hire Hannah as a private investigator.
Yeah, I'm good at that stuff.
Megamind question of the day here on the Brett Maga Show. There are 41 of these in the average American home.
I'm going to say outlets.
Oh.
Good guess.
Each one
Hannah.
Of them has
That's what
two?
I was going to say.
Hmm. All right. You had outlets, Kevin?
I had outlets, so 41. Let's go ahead and say spoons.
41 spoons.
Dang. That seems like a lot of spoons.
Hey, we've got a lot of spoons in my house.
Do we need them?
We
were just talking about this the other day. Where did all our spoons go? I don't know. Like, do we have someone who kidnaps our spoons or steals our spoons? What's going on?
I'm going to say loose coins.
Loose coins. Mm. Great guesses. Although there were great guesses, nobody got it correct, so he's still up for grabs. There are 41 of these in the average home, American home. 855-444-6342. If you want to text in your guesses, I'll give you the answer to the Megamind question of the day next here on the Brett Maga Show.
Megamind
question of the day answer coming your way right here on the Brett Maga Show. There are 41 of these in the average American home. What do we got 41 of, Hannah?
Liz says light bulbs. Oh. Dave texted in and said like electronic appliances, devices, crock pots,
light bulbs
pots.
Is the right answer, though. Liz,
oh, shout out Liz.
Good job.
Shout out Eric, who had done AB's book club. He had texted me and guessed light bulbs, too.
That's funny.
He didn't read the book, but he knew the answer to the end of my question of the day. So shout out Eric. Yeah, we have 41 light bulbs in our house. Count them when you go home. Because that's fun to do. AB was in a movie. That sounds awesome. We're going to get the behind the scenes of being on a movie set with AB next. Clear the room. We got a movie star on set.
Woo-hoo! Yep.
It's the Brett Maga Show. AB was at a movie set for how long?
14 hours.
14 Whoa. Hours.
Yeah, I got 2 hours of sleep.
That's movie star life. You know, that's what they do in Hollywood.
It really is.
So catch everyone up. How you were on a movie set and what happened? How did you even get casted on a movie?
Well, my family saw on Instagram, hey, there's a movie being filmed in your city. Apply here to be an extra. So I did it just kind of to be funny. And then I actually got selected to be an extra.
And what was your extra role?
My role was to be a popular girl. Yeah. So they sent a mood board of the outfits they wanted you to bring.
Really?
The night before, though. It was literally like...
Hannah said you were going to be freaking out about that.
I know.
They didn't give me any time.
I had to like drive all the way to my parents' house, and I was borrowing clothes from friends and family and all this stuff because I had no time to plan that. But
I didn't even know they gave extras mood board, so I felt like that was nice.
I thought they would give you clothes.
She's an extra. What do you think? This is Hollywood.
At first, I assumed they're not going to give us clothes, but then they were asking for all our measurements and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And so then I was like, oh, well,
maybe
they
will. They needed that neck measurement.
Yeah, that neck size.
Yeah, they needed my neck size for who knows what. Nothing happened involving my neck.
You've always heard like inappropriate things like they ask you for your weight, and you're like, you can't do that in Hollywood. AB experienced it firsthand.
They
will ask you all the inappropriate questions.
They asked me, I mean, everything under the sun. So to walk you through my day a little bit, I had to park in one place, and then you get shuttled to base camp, which... Yeah, I was like, I don't know what this is, but you show up, and it's basically where there's all the picnic benches. You're checking in. I brought my 4 outfits I had to bring, and then they chose the one they liked, which was the one I was already wearing, which was nice, because then you had to, like, go in this little corner in these, like, white tents and change in there.
Did they do that? Did they make some people change?
Yeah, they did.
Okay, I was like, I wonder if they were just like, ah, this does work, whatever.
No, they made a couple people change, like, multiple times, because they wanted to make sure that all of the popular girls didn't look, like, exactly the same, and there was enough of a difference.
Ooh.
And
that's not real life. All the popular girls look exactly the same.
There was
plastics.
Probably... 50 extras total. There was only around like 8 to 10 popular girls.
Oh. Yeah, that makes
sense. One of the chosen ones.
Big circle. Yeah. This feels very like high. This feels very much like high school, actually.
More screen time.
Yeah. So the makeup artist, I had to like sit in the chair and she just kind of touched up my makeup and hair, but I did have to come like makeup and hair ready.
Wow.
And I made friends right away. Like, the girls there were the nicest people ever, but not in a way that they're boring. You know how that can be, you know? But, like, I feel like I've known these people for 10 years and we're bonded for life.
You're not, like, a super easy person to connect with.
No, I kept sitting there being like, she's not.
Yeah, she says it all the time.
No, it takes me a really long time to, like, be fully myself around people, and I was. It was kind of crazy.
There is no better way to make genuine relationship with people that are acting.
That's a good point. I hadn't thought of that.
Really good at their job. Yeah,
there's no way better. Okay, so then what? So then you just sit around on set. What do you do? What do they call you?
So then we filled out all the paperwork, which I did have to sign an NDA, which felt very official. So
wow,
I probably
cool.
shouldn't even be talking about it right now.
Is that your first NDA you've ever had to sign?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So then we walked from base camp to the skating rink where we were filming. And on the application, it asked me, what is your skating ability? And it was like, none, beginner, intermediate, expert. I put none. I cannot skate. And when they emailed us, they were like, okay, you know, you'll only skate if you feel comfortable. So I was like, oh, it's going to be like half and half. Some people skating, some people not. Everybody had to skate.
Really?
Oh.
So they put you in roller skates?
Wow. Yes. We walked in the building. The director's like, everyone come get your skates. And I started freaking out. I was like, I seriously cannot take a step. I will fall over.
Where does this movie take place? The 1950s? Who does roller skating anymore? Yeah. Like, is that a thing people still do?
Apparently, that's a big part of the movie. I still don't really know what it's about or anything because they didn't tell us much. But so I was freaking out that I couldn't skate. But then one of the workers on set could tell I was struggling. Because they were like, oh, you know, take a couple laps, get used to it. And so he came up and like put his arm out and taught me how to skate.
Now you feel like you're good on the blades or
what?
Yeah,
I mean, no. Better than I was. Shout out John. He was awesome. I feel like I know his whole life story now. But then he would like come up and check on me and be like, you're doing great. Like, let me know if you need me to like come like help you again. I'm like, okay, thank you.
That's a big deal. That's a big deal because they wanted to keep you in the movie. That's awesome.
That's true. They could have been like, oh, she can't skate. She's no longer popular. Go sit at the nerd table.
That's very true.
Yeah.
And then the stars walked in the building and they gave us a heads up and they were like, listen, you're probably going to know some of the people. You can't fangirl. You can't ask for pictures or autographs or anything.
Whatever.
Just act normal and professional.
Did you know them?
Yes.
Really?
And ooh. I kept thinking, I'm not going to know anybody. Who was in it? Whatever. I can't say.
Are you at a level of excitement that people...
What I'll say is this person is in probably the biggest TV show that's airing right now.
Really?
And we had been, me and the girls, me and my best friends now that I met.
Me and my best friends. Yeah.
We were literally talking about this TV show hours prior.
Really?
Just being like, did you watch the episode? And like all this stuff. And then this person walked in the building and we were like in shock.
I thought this is going to be a nobody. So it's a somebody. Okay.
Which means people are legit going to watch this movie and see me. Because I thought nobody was ever going to see this thing.
Okay, did you steal a scene though? So when this person that everyone knows is on screen, did you just jump in and tackle her?
Skate on
tackle him? Like, what did you do?
This is what I'll say. So when the actors, you know, the camera's following the actors as they're skating around. So I'm trying to be right behind them so that you can
see me. Yeah.
But I can't skate well. So I can't. I'm trying. I probably look like an idiot. Idiot, half falling over. I never fell on my face, which is good. Actually, the actors did a couple times. But I was like trying to keep up with them in the camera. I couldn't keep up, so I would just try to start behind them.
Who's the slow moving person behind the scene? Yeah. Looking like a grandma, like with a stretch, like a.
You should have had one of those like assistants, like the dinosaur that you push.
Yeah,
around.
The dinosaur.
Oh, they had people doing that too.
Yeah, they had
like all every level of skating. Most of the people there though were like on skate teams, like they were professionals.
So it was very
intimidating.
Man, oh man.
Are you gonna win an Oscar or what?
Yeah.
What? Overall,
feeling very confident.
Overall, the experience was cool though. To be
so cool.
That's cool. Whenever the movie comes out, we're gonna have a big watch party for
one second. See my shoulder.
To see her shoulder.
That's like, our girl.
Yeah, like,
we know that shoulder blade.
Best shoulder blade we've ever seen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.